All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with the NBA playoffs set to begin today, the Milwaukee Bucks are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks are in the midst of their best season since 1981. Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo at small forward has been a one-man wrecking crew this season for Milwaukee. You look at the guy, he's having a career year. He's averaging nearly 28 points per game to go along with 12.5 rebounds and nearly 6 assists, and he is definitely in the running to be the NBA MVP. You look at some of the talent around him with the likes of Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Eric Bledsoe, Malcolm Brogdon, and Nikola Mirotic, and you can make the case that the Bucks are arguably the deepest offensive team in the NBA. Now, Mike Budenholzer, the former Atlanta Hawks coach and former assistant coach with the San Antonio Spurs, is in his first season with Milwaukee, and the team-friendly ball movement offense that succeeded in Atlanta during his time there is now taking its place in Milwaukee, as he has a better offensive and more talented team than he did when he took over with the Hawks. And because of that, and because of the athletic ability and scoring ability that we've seen with this Bucks team, this is their best shot in a long time to win the NBA title. But will it happen? Now, I think the Bucks will be able to take care of their business in the first round of the playoffs. But you look at the remainder. There's a possibility of facing the Boston Celtics in the second round. There is a possibility of facing the Toronto Raptors or the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then if the Bucks get past that, we don't know what would await them in the NBA Finals. I will say this. Once you get past the first round, the Bucks have the potential to go as far as they can go, or they can get bumped out. But the bottom line is Milwaukee is going to go as far as Giannis takes them. I know that this is a deep team. I know that this is a talented team. But this is a time where Giannis has to be selfish. And those 27 point per game performances need to be 35. Those 12.5 rebound performances need to be 15. Those 6 assist nights need to be 8. He has to take over. And really, I mean, he's already been a one-man wrecking crew, but now it's all about playing like a rebel without a cause, rather. I think this Bucks team is as good as it can get. If they get to the NBA Finals and win it all, it would not surprise me. And I think that would be a good look for the NBA, that you'd have another small market team that is able to go out there and take care of their business. But this Milwaukee Bucks team, they've been fun to watch all season. And I think the excitement is only going to continue with the playoffs in the NBA set to begin. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline right around the corner, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.